Okay, we're continuing. Baruch Hashem. Sefer Derech Hashem, Chelek Dalid. We started last week, and we got into Perek Beis, and we're talking about the Hashbois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put into the Bria, and the first and each mitzvah that a person does, a person connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a certain level. And the first mitzvah that the Derech Hashem, the Ramchal, is talking about is the Inyan of Talmud Torah. So he said that besides for the fact that you have to learn Torah, because if not, you'll never know what to do, but he said learning Torah itself has a tachlis gadol shlemus shel adam. It brings a person to a certain perfection, and it's something that is important, is a ends unto itself, as opposed to just a means to an end, to know how to do the mitzvahs. So he says that from all the hashbois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put into the Bria, he says the most yokar u'meula, the most precious and the highest, loftiest one is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the most, so to speak, of himself into, and that is in Torah itself. That is in Torah itself. Now, the Mefarshim say, let me find it over here. So the Mefarshim say, just Derech Agav, that the Ohr Gedalia writes this in Parshas Hazinu, that this Hashba, this power that's mentioned here by the Ramchal, that's the source of the power of life that could be found in the Torah. Meaning we find the concept that the Amoraim had the ability to be Mechayim Esim. We find Amoraim were Mechayim Esim. Where they got such a power from? So we all say it was from the Koyach HaTorah. What does it mean from the Koyach HaTorah? So the Ramchal tells us, because when a person is connected to the Torah in such a lofty way, he's really being connected to the highest power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashpa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to bring life. And when a person is so connected and he's so involved in that Hashba, he also has the power to be Mechayim Esim. He has the power to change the Teva. That's the famous Arachayim HaKadosh, who asked the question that by Kriyas Yamsuf it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with the Yam, Leisanoi Harisha, and Hashem made a Tznai, that when he created the world, that the Yam has to split. So therefore, when Klai Yisrael came to the Yam Suf, it had no choice. So the Ohr HaChaim is bothered, like, why did you need this, like, built-in, like, a prerequisite into the Bria? I'm only creating the Yam Suf if, when the time comes, he'll split. We find that other Amoraim split different rivers, the story in the Gemaras. We find concept of Tchias HaMesim. Like, what's all of a sudden this is so necessary? And the Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh says the difference before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. That before Matan Torah, you needed Tznayim, you need to build into the system. Once Matan Torah came about, so the way he says it is that the whole Bria is Meshubba to the Torah. The whole Bria is Meshubba to the Torah. But it's more than that. It's deeper than that. Or added to the Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh, that the pshat is that when a person is so connected to Torah, they have that Hashba that of almost like a Bayre, like a creator to a degree, and therefore they're able to, if the Rabbeinu Shalom could split it, then the Rabbeinu Shalom could save the Teva. So a person is so connected to the Torah is the same way. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in Nefesh HaChaim, that when you learn from the beginning of Derech Hashem, you get a better picture of what we're about to say. But the idea is, and that's the whole yesod of the Sefer, that everything really happens up. The roots are in Shamayim, in Ruchnius. And as it goes down through all the different worlds, slowly manifests itself in a way to the final lowest manifestation is this physical world. But everything that really happens, that's what it says. There's no Esav, there's no blade of grass that doesn't grow without a malach hitting it to grow. What does it mean, a malach hitting it to grow? So Ramchal says, that means to say, in Shamayim, where the source of the existence of this blade is, if it wants it to grow, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or however he set up the system, has a pours down some hashbah of life, and it slowly trickles down, or quickly trickles down, to the blade of grass, and that's how it grows. So says the Nefesh HaChayim, everything else in the Bria, as it develops step by step from the spiritual source until the physical manifestation, it loses some of its kedusha, it loses that ruchnias, and it loses that aura, so to speak, that light of spirituality. The only thing that retains its original kedusha from its mikar is Torah. Torah, from where it is in Shamayim to where it is, what we're learning here, nothing has changed. So when you're tapping into the Torah, you're not tapping into something that's at the bottom of the totem pole. You're tapping into something that the source is equal wherever it is. Other things and other physical things, as much as you tap into them, it's very far from its original source. But Torah is something that remains with that Kedusha, that Hashbah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's just where we're holding over here now, in Perek Beis, and we are holding by the words in the second paragraph in Ois Beis. We're holding a few lines in V'inyan ze mishtale mishtei bechinais. Where's that? Where is it?
Second paragraph in the second.
Oh, Kufayin Zayin, yeah. Kufayin Zayin in the paragraph there. V'inyan ze Mishtalim b'shtei b'chinas. So how exactly does this happen, says the Ramchal? How is it that this hashbah is implemented here in the Bria? So he says there's two ways. B'higayin u'v'haskala. Number one, higayin, just saying the words of Torah without even understanding what they mean. U'v'haskala, and the actual understanding of the Torah. And he says, we explained this a bit earlier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu composed a group of milois, of words, umamorim, and sayings. Shem klal chamisha chum sheteira, that those are the whole of the chamisha chum sheteira. V'achareyam b'madrega, and then after that, there's a lower level of Torah, which is Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Interesting, he puts them, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, both in the same Madrega. I don't know if there's halachic shailas about Nevi'im and Ksuvim having the same Kedusha, putting one on top of the other when you have klafs and things like that. But he seems to put them together here. V'kosher bohem ho'ashpo hazois. So in these words, and in these mamorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kosher, he bound with them this hashpa that we're talking about. Ba'oifen shekishe yidubru hadiburi mohem, that when a person will just speak these words, timoshech hashpa hazois lemedabareisam, when you say the words of Torah, you are drawing into yourself that kedusha, that shechina, that hashpa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Torah. Just by saying the words, you are drawing them to yourself. Now there is a condition for this. There is a condition that when you say it, it has to be according to the gvulim, to the boundaries and the constraints. Shehug bululai. Uchemai. What's the next words you have? Uchemai. Shakasov.
It's an abbreviation.
Oh. Okay, so because in mine here it says Uchemaisha Zacharnu Lufanim Bisyata Dishmaya, which sounds like it was in the past. In this one here it says Uchemai Shenivar Lufanim Bisyata Dishmaya, which means in the future.
And the bottom there at Libur.
Oh, it says Lufanim. But it doesn't say which.
And the bottom says they don't know what he means.
Oh, they don't know what he means?
Libur.
13? Ah. Okay, fine. All right. So that's why. So there must be some shiloh over here. How to learn? So later on he talks about what the gvulim are. In other words, I think there are various choices what he could have meant in this line, and that's why they say we're not sure. There's things he talked about in Chelek Aleph, and there's things he talks about later on in this Chelek. So we'll come to them, I think, but it sounds more like things that we are going to talk about. Usually B'siyata D'shmaya is in the future, right? Till now he talked about, when he said before, he mentioned things. He said Nisbar B'chelek Rishon. B'siyata D'shmaya usually used for the future tense, we're going to do. I don't know if it's a great Sadiq, but okay. V'chein b'haskolas ma shenichlo ba'diburim ohem l'fi darcheim ha'amitiyim. And so too, this was the talking, so too in the haskalah, in the understanding that's included in the words that you're learning, according to darcheim ha'amitiyim, meaning to say, the only way to get the hashbah of Torah is if you learn Torah on the right derech. If a person is megala upon him, a Torah shalai kalacha. If a person makes the wrong drushes, a person uses the Torah to pervert the Torah itself to say things wrong. When you don't learn Torah properly, you don't get this. It's not like, you know, when you plug something in the wall, it just automatically happens. It has to be lefi hatznoim. There's rules and regulations for the hashbah to come. So when you say things, you just say them. He's going to talk later, and this is what he means, that a person has to be in a certain state of mind, certain state of Kedusha, Yira Shamayim. There's a lot of different things to be able to be a receptacle for the Hashba, even if you're just saying the words. But in understanding the words, you for sure have to do it properly. You got to learn Torah properly. Timashach Hashba Azayis Lamaskalaysam. So if you do that, then you'll be able to draw this Hashba Lamaskalaysam for those who understand. However, when it comes to this hashba, there are many, many different madregas. The truth is, all hashbais that there are in the mitzias in existence have different madregas. Even in different mitzvahs, you do the mitzvah, there's the kavana of the mitzvah, there's rizus in the mitzvah, there's a lot that a person does, and according to the madrega of how you do it, that's how you'll feel the hashba. So here also there's madregas. V'nischalku ha-madregas ha-eile b'chelkoi ha-higoyin v'askala. And these madregas are distributed within the two chalokim, the speech and understanding, kefima sheroaso achochma yoyne hayoysonos. This is not something we understand why it's like that, but Hashem has figured out and decided exactly where and what, certain how the madregas of the hashba, how much you'll get, to what part of it will affect you, where will it affect you, all these types of things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split them up amongst all the different chalokim. So if you're saying one chelek of Torah, you're saying Parshas Bereishis, no understanding here. We're just talking. You're just going to say the Parsha Bereishis. So one madrega of that hashba is going to be drawn. So you're going to learn Parsha Shmois. Parsha Shmois is Torah. You're going to say it. It's a different hashba. They're both Torah. There's different hashbois in the Torah. V'chein b'haskalah, and the same things with the understanding. So you might have thought to yourself, you know, if I'm just saying it, what's the difference, right? What's the difference? Teretz is, everyone has its recipe of what it's here for, even in just uttering the words of the Torah. And v'chein b'haskalah, and so too in the understanding. Ach ein lecha chelek mitalmud haTorah shelo timoshech bei madrega achas mimadreichos hashba haram hazois. But there is no chelek in Talmud Torah that you do not have hashba. Any place in Talmud Torah you have some type of hashba that you will be able to take for yourself. Again, as long as you fulfill the necessary conditions, which we'll talk about later in the perek. But as long as you fulfill them, as long as you get the hashba flowing, wherever you go in Torah, there is a hashba and a different hashba. They're all different for a person to be able to connect to. V'hinei zeh pashut. And he says it's simple. Shekol ma shetisah la'askola tigdal yoyser madregas hashba shetimashech al yodah. That the more a person understands something, the more, the deeper the level of the understanding and comprehension in Torah, so the Madrega of Hashba that he is going to draw to himself, the effect that that Torah is going to have on him is going to become greater as well. V'lo yishva misha yaskal l'shoyin ha-mikrois levad imisha yaskal kavanasam. And he says, you can't compare somebody who just knows l'shoyin ha-mikrois levad. He just knows the taich. He knows what the words mean. But he doesn't really understand what's going on. Imisha yaskal kavanasam. Someone's able to understand the intention of the words. And you can't compare someone who just has a surface level understanding of Torah, someone who delves into the deep Torah. And the depth is also true. You can't compare someone a little bit who is someone who is maimik b'em harbe. So therefore, you can't say, okay, so let me just read from Bereishis till wherever, and I'm done. Because you're done, you got some type of Hashba, but you haven't gotten it all. You have to be Maimik, you have to go deeper and deeper. And it's endless, because the depth of Torah is endless. So what you could a person, the depth of all the Hashbas that Torah will have on a person, is something that's endless. Amnon haya mechasta yisbarach, but Hashem b'chastoi made sure that anywhere and whatever you do, you are connected. There's never a point that a person could say, if he does things right, that I'm not connected at all. That I'm not connected. It's not possible. Every type of learning has a hashpa. At shekol mi shehiskel bo yarviach min hashpa hagedoyla hazois mashenikshir ba'askolahi. Anyone who has any understanding will gain from that hashba. Umishalo yigil l'shum haskol, and even if you understand nothing, elo l'higoyin bovad. Only if he just speaks, and he doesn't understand the word he's saying. Kvar yem tsoiloy l'sheyichulak l'ksas min hashba azayis. He also gets something. Everyone gets something. What's the point? And here he says, "V'nimtza ruman shal Yisrael zaychen la mi ma'atu mi yoyser." So, Roiv of Klal Yisrael, is going to be able to be zaycha, to be connected to the hashpa of Torah. Mi ma'atu mi yoyser. Some people a little bit less, some people a little bit more. But it's not oilal daitai of the Ramchal that there should be someone, at least in Roiv of Klal Yisrael, who doesn't know at least how to read the words, is able at least to read, even if he doesn't understand the word. But in Kol Shekein, if he understands more and more, but in this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that every person in Klal Yisrael, no matter what his level is, will have a shaychus to this hashbav, to the hashbav of Torah. Will he have the hashbav of the biggest tzaddik in the world, the biggest Talmud Chacham? No, but he'll have something. Everybody could have a connection to the hashbav of Torah. It's not only if you've learned the whole thing, or if you're understanding, or if you're able to delve into the Torah, or you know, Kabbalah, because this goes to Kol Chalkei Torah. It's any person. Everyone could have a shaychus. V'amnon, Zula zoyis ha-hadraga ha-nimtzis l'gmol ishtalitz b'nei adam ba, but there's more than that. It's not just in the perfection of the person, in the effect it has on the person, k'shiura amiti, that he gets ligmol. Ligmol means he's paid back, meaning he enjoys something of the ishtalitz he put in. Oy nimtza ba hadraga v'chiluk l'mashetzarach l'sakim ba klal habriya. But there's something more than that. Torah being brought into this world is not just for the perfection of the person learning it. When a person learns Torah and he draws that hashpa into this world, he's misakein things in the Bria. This Bria is here waiting for Klal Yisrael to bring it to its perfection. And the way we do that is through Torah and mitzvahs, but the hashpa that Torah has on the Bria, it comes and it's misakein the Bria. At she'ein chelak mimena shelo yisukan ayodo v'yushlam chelak mechelke klal abriya. Just like in the person, we said that when a person learns Torah And in any part of Torah, it's going to be misaken something. It's going to bring a hashpa, and each part of Torah has a different hashpa and has a different tikkun and affects the person in a different way. So too, it affects the bria. There's no part of Torah that through it there's not a tikkun in the bria. V'nimtza. So it comes out shaharoitza lava lifnei boira avoda shleima, that if a person wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, and avoda shleima. So what's the avoda of a person? The avoda of the person, like we just said, is to bring the world to its perfection. Through his service of Hashem, connection to Hashem, he brings the world to perfection. So if we're saying that a person, that the Torah brings the world to perfection, and every part of the Torah perfects different parts of the world, so how does a person do his job in perfecting this world? Tzarech she'yasek b'chol chalokeh kefi yicholtai. A person has to be oisek in all aspects of Torah. That's Torah she'biksav, Torah she'bal peh, pardes, all different things. A person has to be oisek in kol chalokeh kefi yicholtai, according to his ability. In order for him not only to perfect himself, but to perfect the entire Bria. And this is what the Chachamim said. So a person, what he should do is he should divide his days into thirds. Shail in the Gemara over there doesn't mean his life, doesn't mean his week, it means his day. Divide into thirds. Third of the day he shall learn Mikra, he shall learn Chumash, Shlish ba Mishnah, third of the day he shall learn Mishnayis, and Shlish ba Gemara. And Gemara is the understanding of the Mishnayis and the contradictions in the Mishnayis and the Svaras. So he should divide his day into three. Why? Why? Because as we're saying, that each chelik of Torah brings a tikkun to a certain chalik of the world. So Mikra, that brings a tikkun to one chalik. Mishnah, Gemara, they don't do the same things. So if you want to bring that hashba to the world and help elevate yourself and the entire world, you got to tap into as much as you could and bring it about. Uvichlal zeh kol chalki atayra. So the Ramchal is saying here that the Gemara is lav dafka. And there's Rishayim that say, I think there's a Ran also that says like that. Doesn't mean Dafka, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. It means Kol Chalki Atayra. A person, the Gemara is telling us, you have to divide yourself up into all the different Chalakim of Taira, at Sheyoichas Bekulam, until you have a grasp on everything. You should never leave any of them over. Because your job in this world is to bring as much Hashpa from the Rabbeinu Shalom down to this world to perfect yourself and to perfect the Bria. So if you don't tap into every chelak atayra, you're missing out on your potential tikkun in the bria. Achshir ha'esek sheyasek b'chalecha mehem. Now you want to know how much a person should be oisek in each and every one of them. So roi sheyimade lefi mashu adam ulefi kol hamikrim akayim hazayit. That a person has to decide. He has to measure according to what his capabilities are, how much time he has, what's going on in his life. A person has to figure out how to divide up his time properly. But the Ramchal is saying a person has a job here. And his job is to cover as much Chalki HaTorah as possible. And therefore it should be part of his plan of his life to figure out how to learn as much Torah, and not just as much Torah, much different areas of Torah as well. And the way he sounds like from learning the Gemara of Shlish b'Mikra, Shlish b'Mishnah, Shlish b'Gemara, that means to say that the guy didn't finish Chumash in one day, and he didn't finish his Mishnayos in one day, and didn't finish his Gemara in one day. But he made sure to focus on each and every aspect and learn them to bring those hashpas. So the same thing, a person will say, okay, let me finish, you know, I'm going to learn first Shisha Sidre Mishnah. When I finish learning Gan Shisha Sidre Mishnah, so then I'll move on to Gemara. it doesn't sound like it's supposed to be done that way. It sounds like you start learning some Mishnayos, then you learn Gemara as well. You have to diversify your portfolio a little bit. Now, of course, you can't be scatterbrained. You got to make sure that what you're doing, you know, you're doing kafi yachalta, like you're saying, shimada lefi mashu adam. But a person's goal in life should be to be able to learn as much Torah as possible. Now, you could start, you know, this is where you can start measuring things. We just said that there's a concept of the more deep the Torah you learn, the greater the Ashba. So what do you start sacrificing? Beki is for Be'ian. You know, you could start figuring all that. Obviously, you have to have a yad in all of it. And there has to be starim in everything. If a person, like he says, he started off, Haroitza lava lifnei bora avoyda shlema. If you want to do a complete job, this is what you should do. V'chvar dibarnu mizeh b'maimer b'fnei atzmai. The Ramchal has a maimer called Derech Chachma, where over there he tells a person how to split. He tells a person how to split up his learning and how to split up his day. Ayin Sham, he says, go look over there. But the goal at least should be that a person should be able to try to connect to as many different places in Limudim and Torah as possible. And we will continue Bez Hashem next week.